You have something to say, sir?
I was just getting the microphone up here close. Said you wanted it.
In case you wanted to contribute.
I'm ready to contribute. What do you what do you need to know?
You're going
to
introduce our next guest. Do you want to do
five-time Superstock. No.
Okay, go ahead.
Five-time Superstock champion Tom Moriarty. Where is he?
That's good.
Well, I think you're going to have Shane. Rob's always been really strong on a 3/8 and on the 5/8. He's had some bad luck there on the 5/8.
Really? You know. When?
Well, I remember.
Well, Kevin, you and I go back a long time. You know me. I always like to have help whenever possible. And if you don't mind, I brought someone with me to help with this interview because I value this as a pretty important segment that we're doing. So the guest questionnaire has got a statement and a story, and we'll see if you can figure out who it is.
Okay.
Hamlin, how are you doing?
Good.
Let's go back in the day. Do you remember?
And I know what story you're going to tell.
No, you do already, don't you?
Yes, I do. Are you going to tell the story, the one day you were leading it at the Everest? I was down a lap, and I tried to get my lap back on a restart, and went down in a turn one, and I wrecked you in about half the field. Is that the story you're going to tell?
No, that's not it.
Once again, I appreciate you guys, and like I say, I say it every time, but what you guys are doing for this is helping racing in the Northwest, and we all appreciate it.
No problem, buddy. Thank you for having me on. You got the greatest show in the Northwest, and we're off to the races. Take care, buddy.
And welcome to a very special next to last of the season edition of North Sound Racing's special time tonight, 6 o'clock until Vancouver Canucks hockey starts at about 7:30. And we got a really, really cool, so excited I can't even talk right, hour and a half of edition of North Sound Racing coming up tonight. We are going to have one of the absolute legends, anybody who is... anybody in the Pacific Northwest knows about our first guest, and let me make sure that we can talk to Carla.
Hey.
And talk to Galen.
Test, test.
Welcome.
Nice opener there, Steve.
Hey, thanks a lot. That was from our 100th show,
yeah.
So I didn't really have a whole lot of time to whip something out for tonight, but it's good to have you with us. As always, brought to you by Action Auto Parts and on the web at northsound1380.com. by Sandblasters Incorporated. We're going to have a guy since we first started this show 3 years ago, I kind of wanted to have this guy on, and one of the absolute legends in late model racing around the Pacific Northwest, the great Bob Fox will be joining us right after our first quick break that we have coming up here in a few minutes, and we have a special guest guy hanging out with us who knows Bob Fox probably better than he would probably admit to. And so we may just let those two have at it for about as long as they want, because it will be very entertaining. We're also going to visit with a good friend of the show, Tom Moriarty, who won a Superstock championship. And I don't know if they call it a Superstock down at South Sound. Galen, do you know what they... It just is what it is.
It is what it is.
But he had a phenomenal season. Yeah. And Tom Moriarty is going to join us. We'll talk to him about his season and his plans for next year. We're going to visit with Ricky the Kid Dietz, who may be trying to call me right now. And he may be down at the bottom of the building. But Ricky had a really decent season in the Super Figure 8 class out at Evergreen Speedway in 2008. But he's working his butt off trying to get him and another car down to Irwindale for their big Figure 8 show that they have going on down there. Then we're also going to talk to a gentleman by the name of Doug Danstrom, who is organizing the 2008 inaugural induction into the Washington State Motorsports Hall of Fame. So busy stuff coming up tonight.
And an hour and a half.
Yeah, I think we can pull it all off.
Yes.
I know we can. First of all, how you two? You okay?
Yeah.
Just marvelous. Ready for the big show.
Are you? It's going to be a fun one.
Man,
also,
next week,
yeah, we got to talk about that, because make your plans now, because hopefully the place will be packed. But our last show, our last regular show of the 2008 season will be out at the Cactus Moon Saloon, where we had our monumental 100th show, and it will be the North Sound Racing Awards ceremony. We already have them picked out. We're not going to tell you who they are, but we will be on a special time, 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock, broadcasting live from the Cactus Moon Saloon. A lot of surprises, a lot of neat people showing up. Our awards that the four of us have picked out for Drivers of the Year and promoters, and thanking all the people that really helped make this show what it is, or sometimes what it not is.
There's a lot of them.
Exactly. So by all means, please join us. Cactus Cactus Moon Saloon is located out on the corner of 128th and 8th Avenue West out in South Everett. And also, we do have to mention that the awards that we're going to actually hand out plaques this year. and those are coming to us courtesy of Powell's Awards and Engraving out in Snohomish. So by all means, any of your needs for any awards engraving work, yes.
That was a signal for the five inductees to
the five inductees. That's true. That was going to come up next. We are announcing this year our five initial inductees into the North Sound Racing Hall of Fame, the people that have really helped us out over the past 3 years and hopefully will help us out in the future as well. So by all means, check us out next Thursday, 7 o'clock at the Cactus Moon Saloon. Again, that's on 128th and 8th Avenue West. So there you go.
There we go.
We have got racing coming up this weekend. Actually, the Sprint Cup is racing on Saturday night. I'm sorry. We have got a Silver Tips hockey game. So if you want to listen to a replay of the Sprint Cup race from the Charlotte and or Lowe's Motor Speedway, we'll have a tape delayed replay of that race, the Bank of America 500, coming up at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. So by all means, check that out. We have also, let's see, Galen, do you have any news?
Nothing super big.
How about you?
Ricky Dietz is downstairs waiting to come
up. Oh, is that him? Okay. We'll take a break here in just a minute and go down and get him. Here's some stuff that's been going around. A couple of cool things, I think. Qualifying today was rained out for the Bank of America 500 at Lowe's Motor Speedway. Canceled due to rain for the eighth time this season. They've had to not been able to qualify, which is maybe a modern-day record. Jimmy Johnson, driver of the number 48 Lowe's Monte Carlo, who leads the points, will start first, followed by Carl Edwards, Greg Biffle, Jeff Burton, Clint Bowyer, Kevin Harvick, Tony Stewart. Congratulations to Tony as he got his first win of the season at Talladega. Incredibly controversial finish to that one. Let's see, Jeff Gordon, Matt Kenseth, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Those who did not make the race, as three people were trying to attempt to qualify for their series debut at Charlotte, driver the number 25, Brad Keselowski, Brian Clausen, and Scott Speed, and Derek Cope tried to qualify but didn't make it. Let's see, trouble brewing in the garage at the Lowe's Motor Speedway. I believe this happened yesterday as there was a confrontation in the Nationwide Series garage at Lowe's Motor Speedway between Carl Edwards and Kevin Harvick over last Sunday's Talladega wreck. Now, if you listen to the race, watch it on TV, you know, you got to give props out to Carl Edwards because he said, you know, all I do is I gripe about the people that are in this race. I gripe about, you know, the people driving and the mistakes they made. And then all of a sudden, bam, I'm the idiot of the day.
I didn't see him handing out money.
No, you won't see that.
I didn't see him handing out his points. It's easy to say.
Yeah, today, I think it was yesterday, this happened. Witnesses said Edwards approached Harvick in the garage stall housing Harvick's number 33 Chevrolet and engaged in a conversation. Following what a witness called the heated discussion, Harvick turned to walk away and Edwards grabbed him by the shoulder and spun him around. According to reports, Harvick then shoved Edwards in retaliation, forcing Edwards onto the hood of the number 33 Chevy. 33 crew chief Rick Wren pointed to a dent in the hood where he said Edwards landed. Others on site then proceeded to separate the drivers, and witnesses said Edwards was grabbed around the neck in a headlock by Harvick's motorhome driver, Jeff Smith. No punches were thrown, witnesses said. NASCAR did not immediately comment on the issue. Edwards and Harvick were not immediately available to comment. Witnesses claimed the verbal exchange Thursday was in reference to a handwritten note Edwards left in a seat on Harvick's airplane following the AMP Energy 500 last weekend at Talladega Super Speedway. I don't think he was going to wrote that he wanted to go have dinner. The note facetiously thanked Harvick for disparaging comments he made towards Edwards on ABC following a multi-car wreck on lap 174, which was triggered when Edwards tapped Greg Biffle. And, of course, Harvick was collected in the incident. So expect the fines to be handed down. Sources say Army is close to finalizing a deal to be a partial sponsor of Ryan Newman's number 39 Chevrolet at Stuart Haas Racing in the 2009 season. Another piece of the Stuart Haas Racing puzzle will be fit into place today when they say that they will unveil the U.S. Army as primary sponsor of Ryan Newman for next season, supposedly for 22 races. So,
anything about the tires?
No. And I don't know if there was anything about the tires that I could share with any kind of intelligence whatsoever.
Wow.
On tires. So Galen's all about tires, though.
I'll keep my mouth shut.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what do you say we take a quick break? One of us has got to run down and let Rick Dietz in. The other one has got to get the legendary Bob Fox on the phone. So while we're going to attempt to do that, we're going to take a break. This is North Sound Racing. We'll be on until 7:30 tonight, follow right up to Canucks Hockey, and we'll be back after these messages. Stick with us.
More North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland after these messages.